Masechet Sukkah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zion. Tikra she'en aleihem aziva. If you have a ceiling without plaster, if the ceiling would have plaster, for sure would be pasul b'tchach, as plaster is made out of things that are not gitulei karka. Here we're talking about a tikra which are made out of planks of wood. Now we said earlier that if planks of wood are more than 4 tefachim according to Rabbi Huda, or more than 3 tefachim according to Rabbi Meir, then there's something called gzeres tikra, which is Rabbanan were gzeres not to make the tchach out of these planks, because a person might not realize the difference between these planks and sitting in a house. So here we're talking about where the planks are the right size, that are kosher, less than 3-4 tefachim according to Rabbi Huda, or less than 3 tefachim according to Rabbi Meir. But even so, since the planks were originally made for a bias, not for a sukkah, still the Rabbanan said that there's going to be a gzeres tikra, and that people will say that it's okay to sit in the house and be yosef for sukkah. Also, there's an additional problem here, which is that the original asiyah of the schach was done l'shem bayis, not l'shem schach. And we said earlier, even though a sukkah doesn't have to be made l'shem sukkah, but it has to be made l'shem tzel. Now, when you made the tikra l'shem the bayis, that's not called l'shem tzel, because sukkah amrachman of l'bayis koyimot hashana, a sukkah is called something which is not a bias, something which is a bias and not called the shame sale. So how are we attacking these two problems? Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Beishamei Oimer Mepakpek Unoito Achas Mibin Taim. Rabbi Yehuda says that according to Beishamei, in order to be attacking, even if you're Mepakpek, even if you pick every plank up and put it back down, still you have to be Noito Achas Mibin Taim to take out every other plank and to put Tzchach Kasher in place of it. By doing that, that's called an asiyah gedola, according to Beis Shammai. And if you do an asiyah gedola like that, that's mitaking the problem of taseh, belom and aseh. This is a new asiyah which was done by Hechsher, and it also takes care of the problem of zeres tikra, because since you're doing an asiyah gedola over here, then you'll realize that this sukkah is only kosher because of this new asiyah, but normally you can't sit in a house, and that wouldn't be good for sukkah. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim, Mepakbek o noto achas mibin taim. Either you could be mepakbek, which is to pick up every plank and put it back down, or you can do a different asiyah, which is, like Beis Shammai says, to take out every other plank and to do schach, to put schach kasher in place of it. Rabbi Meir Oimer, noto achas mibin taim ve'im mepakbek. Rabbi Meir says that everybody agrees, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, that's not good enough to be mepakbek, to pick one, every one up and put it back down. You have to take out every other plank and put tzchach kasher in place of it. That asiyah is like a new asiyah for the sukkah, and there's no more problem of tassim asiyah, and there's no more problem of gzera tikra.
Somebody who puts on the roof of his sukkah metal bar or bedpost. Now, metal bars and bedposts are possible for tzchach. A tzchach has to be from something that is not mekabel tumah, and also from something that grows from the ground. So metal bars, even though they're not regarded as utensils, and therefore are not mekabel tumah, however, they do not grow from the ground and are possible for tzchach. And bedposts, even if they're made out of wood, which does grow from the ground, however, they are regarded as utensils and would be mekabel tumah, and therefore would be possible for tzchach. However, if you leave enough space between the metal bars or the bedposts, they can cover at least 50% of the roof of the sukkah with kosher schach, then the sukkah would be kosher, since you have 50% kosher schach on the roof of the sukkah, and even though half of the sukkah is also covered with things that are not kosher schach, the sukkah would be kosher. However, the Mepharshim say 50% schach is not sufficient. You need at least 51% schach for the sukkah to be kosher. So therefore, it's not enough just to fill in the space between the metal bars or the bedpost. You also have to add on a little bit extra schach beside that, so you have at least 51% kosher schach on the sukkah. Somebody who hollows out a haystack in order to make a sukkah. He has a haystack and he hollowed out a space in the haystack that's 10 tefachim high and that is 7 by 7. And the hay would serve as a schach, as hay is kosher for schach since it grows from the ground, and it is not mekabel tumah. Even so, it would not be a kosher sukkah. The reason being, the pasuk says sukkah is pasuk. You should make an asiyah of schach. A sukkah is referring to schach. When you make the schach, it should be regarded as schach at the time you make it. And when you put down the haystack, which is serving as your schach, that's not regarded as an asiyah of schach. You weren't making schach. Since at the time you put down the haystack, there was no space underneath it that would serve as your sukkah. Only after you hollowed out a space of 10 tefachim would the hay be regarded as schach. But at the time you hollowed out the space, you didn't do any asiyah of the schach. You didn't do anything to the schach itself. You just hollowed out a space underneath it. So that's regarded as tata velo min ha'asui. You're supposed to make the schach. You're not supposed to have the schach made by itself. So therefore, the sukkah is pasul. Since the schach was made memela, was made by itself, you didn't do any asiyah of schach. However, the Mefarshim explains, if at the time you put down the haystack, there was a hollow space underneath it of at least one tefachat and 7 by 7. In such a case, when you put down the haystack, that would be regarded as an asiyah of schach. It's regarded as schach at that time, since there was a space underneath it at least a tefachat and 7 by 7. And even though that space is not enough for a sukkah, the sukkah has to be at least 10 tefachim high. It's not sufficient to be one tefach. However, one tefach is enough to be regarded as an ohel, as a tent. So therefore, when you have a tefach space underneath it, when you put down the schach, that is regarded as an asiyah of schach, as if you're making the schach at that time by putting it up over a space of one tefach high. So in such a case, it would be sufficient to hollow out the space underneath it so that it should be at least 10 tefachim high and 7 by 7. And since you have an asiyah of schach, even though at the time you put down the haystack and you made the schach, there wasn't enough space to be regarded as a sukkah. However, it would be enough space to be regarded as schach, and when you hollow out a space afterwards of at least 10 tefachim high and 7 by 7, it would be a kosher sukkah, and that would be regarded as an asiyah of schach, since when you put it down, there was a space of at least one tefach high and 7 by 7.